Dreamscape presents The Devil's Cold Dish by Eleanor Coombs, narrated by Susie Bernice. Chapter 1. When Will Reese finally arrived home, much later than he'd expected, he found his sister Caroline in the front parlor. Again. Since Reese and his wife Lydia had returned from Salem several weeks ago, Caroline visited often, and always with the same demand, that Reese support her family. Almost 8 years ago, in the spring of 1789, he had surrendered his farm to his sister in exchange for the care of his then 8-year-old son, David. Caroline and Sam had not only used the farm so carelessly it still wasn't as productive as it had been, they had beaten David, treated him like a hired man instead of their nephew. Reese had sent his sister and her husband packing over 2 years ago, but Caroline still felt the farm should belong to her, and she was even more determined since last summer, when Reese's punch had left her husband Sam touched in the head. This time she'd brought Sam with her, no doubt to impress upon Reese his culpability in Sam's disability. "Look at him," she was saying to Lydia when Reese paused in the doorway. "My husband has no more sense than an infant." Although Reese did not like his sister putting pressure on his wife, his gaze went unwillingly to Sam. He was trying to catch dust motes floating through a patch of sunlight and humming quietly to himself. "I must mind him just as I would a child.